listen to him also. Verse 4 of chapter 22 of Acts. And I persecuted this way. Paul didn't call the church or the followers of Christ or Christians. He didn't use that term. He used the term they would understand, and he understood. And it's a good term. I think still a good one. And I persecuted this way. What is this way? Well, it's the way, the truth, and the life. It's the person of the Lord Jesus. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. Now, what he's saying is, I have the same background that you folk have, and I know how you feel. I did the same thing. Now, he goes on, as also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound unto Jerusalem for to be punished. And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me, and I fell unto the ground, and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Now Paul is giving his experience, you see. And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. I think you could have heard a pin drop in the crowd there that day. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. Now, I want you to notice something. If you'll recall back when we looked at the conversion of this man, Saul of Tarsus, you will recall that at that time, when we're given the record of this man's conversion, that the thing that happened was that they had heard a voice. And now we are told here they didn't hear a voice, but they heard not the voice of him that spake with me. This is something that I think is quite interesting here, because of the fact that it looks like that you got a contradiction. And actually, you don't have a contradiction at all. The men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. That's what you have in Acts 9:7. And here it says, And they heard not the voice of him that spake with me. And here it's hearing a voice, but seeing no man. What actually it means, they heard, but they never understood what the voice said. All they did was just hear a voice. They were not able to discern what was said. I think you need to note that, because here again is where the critic likes to pounce in, and he has just a peck of fun. But there's no fun here for him. Verse 10, And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise, go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee all things that are appointed for thee to do. Verse 11, And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. And he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou should know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. Now notice Paul was given a private interview with the Lord Jesus, and I believe that was the time he spent out on that Arabian desert.